This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, recorded by Will Jenkins. Paris, France. Protesters marched denouncing the new copyright bill known as DADVSI. Opponents to the bill contend that the broad civil and criminal penalties that it enacts, in order to fight illegal online copying of copyrighted works, will in fact have a chilling effect on a variety of unrelated developments, especially in free software. According to EUCD.info, a watchdog group fighting developments of the EU Copyright Directive, more than 160,000 people signed the anti-DADVSI petition. The protest, uniting elected officials, representatives from computing and internet organisations, political groups, and simple citizens, walked in a festival and peaceful atmosphere from the Place de la Bastille, site of the former royal prison, to the Ministry of Culture. It was sponsored by a variety of organisations, including Stop DRM, various free software and Linux user groups, the French Communist Party, and the young organisations belonging to the French Socialist Party and the Union for French Democracy. The DADVSI law, among other issues, enacts an extensive protection of copyrighted content online and a protection of digital rights management techniques, including civil and criminal penalties for helping in circumventing them. Opponents contend that the bill, depending on how it is amended in the French Senate, could in effect criminalise the writing of players compatible with a new online distribution formats for music, video, or even text, and thus make such content unplayable on systems such as Linux, thereby generating a monopoly for established suppliers. Supporters of the bill, such as cinema and recording industry groups, contend that strong measures are needed to thwart online copying, which, according to them, is responsible for important losses of sales and revenue. They deny the risks for free software and other freedom, claiming that, despite vague provisions, the law will be enforced wisely by the judiciary. They claim that new online legal commercial downloading platforms will flourish when peer-to-peer copying has stopped. The bill is due to be examined in the Senate this week. Then, under the fast-track procedure requested by the government, it may be signed into law by President Jacques Chirac after a mixed commission merges the text from the Senate and the lower house of Parliament, the National Assembly. Opponents have already indicated they would mount a constitutional challenge before the Constitutional Council. The bill, when it has been examined by the National Assembly, proved divisive. The ruling UMP party was split on the issue, some even sponsoring a legal license, which would enable French internet users to copy copyrighted content legally, provided they would pay a flat fee, which would be split between the rights holders. Protesters, as well as deputies from all parties, contended that the bill's passage was influenced by major lobbies. Some amendments were nicknamed Vivendi Universal, from the name of a major record company that allegedly suggested it. Protesters recalled that Minister of Culture Renaud Dondieu de Vabre was convicted of money laundering in 2004. You can find this article and others at wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.